from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, October 13th. Coming up, we'll hear from a cybersecurity expert about how the COVID-19 pandemic has made us more susceptible to ransomware and other hacks. That conversation is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth is urging her fellow Democrats in the Illinois General Assembly to repeal a law requiring teens seeking abortions to notify their parents or guardians or else petition a judge. Hannah Meisel has more.
For the past several years, Democrats in the state legislature have worked to repeal Illinois' decades-old abortion restriction laws in the event abortion access were to be curtailed by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now that the nation's high court is taking up a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade, Democrats are moving to repeal Illinois' Parental Notification Act, the last remaining abortion restriction on the books. Senator Duckworth says the law puts teens in danger.
It sounds like a good idea, but it also puts those vulnerable young people, the ones who don't have good relationships with their parents, in a very vulnerable place where they have no other option than to seek illegal means.
Currently, teens must navigate a court system and appeal to a judge in order to get around letting their parents know about their abortion. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Protests near the Illini Union and alma mater on the U of I Urbana campus may be restricted due to a proposed revised policy. The university says a committee is revising the expressive activity on campus policy after the chancellor's office noticed how vague previous protest policies were. Ari Kello, a senior at the U of I, says students are dedicated to making social change happen on campus. Kello says students have provided feedback on this proposed policy. They say they're concerned the policy could be used to discriminate.
They should take this as an opportunity to reverse some of these policies that already exist and rewrite them completely and say, hey, we were wrong. Maybe this was a restrictive policy to begin with.
The university says the proposed policy affirms the right of students to peacefully protest on outdoor areas of university property. The Champaign County Board approved new district boundaries last May. Now that census figures are available, they're getting ready to do it again at their meeting next week. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
County Executive Darlene Kleppel says county board districts need to have evenly matched populations, but she says the first map, based on pre-census estimates, had too much variance. Kleppel says her new proposal is more balanced, but County Board Chair Kyle Patterson also submitted a new district map, which he says is even more balanced than Kleppel's.
Her map's variance is actually over 100 times larger than ours is. I mean, that's one of the most important principles of one person, one vote, having districts that are similar in size.
Similar in population size, but not in territory. At the most recent County Board Committee of the Whole meeting, rural Republican members complained about the challenges of representing one rural district in Patterson's map that covers nearly 400 square miles. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County public health officials reported 55 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases rose slightly to 435, but that's down from a high of 1,000 this time last month. 19 Champaign County residents are currently hospitalized. Meanwhile, Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 63 patients with COVID-19, down slightly from Monday. 11 of those patients are in the ICU. Still to come, we'll hear from a cybersecurity expert at Illinois State University about how the pandemic has made us more susceptible to computer hackers. That conversation is next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A cybersecurity expert says COVID-19 has made our workplaces less safe from online threats. Dan Taube is the interim chief information security officer at Illinois State University. He tells Eric Stock businesses, schools, banks, and others who had large numbers of people working from home are especially vulnerable.
So it's not only just the devices that they're using may not have the protections installed on the devices, but the detection of an event or an incident that we may see on our own network goes unnoticed. And so maybe they did get malware or a virus on their computer, or their password was compromised because of a phishing attack. Since they're working away from the organization, our tools that monitor the network don't see that activity. And so during the pandemic, the attackers know this, and they shifted a little bit to be the volume of attacks increased, as well as the methods that they did to target remote individuals. Now, added to that was they used what we saw in the legitimate space as some of their scams. So they would say, click this or respond to this to get your financial benefits or your unemployment insurance or your you know, sign up early for the vaccine. They use those as well because of the pandemic and were very effective with it.
Did it make us easier targets because of this in our desperate search sometimes for the right information?
I think so. In research that's been done about why even trained individuals fall for social engineering attacks, it's usually because of distractions or too much going on. And I think with the pandemic and everything else going on in general society, it created a lot of noise that whenever something seemed urgent or important, you just get into the sense of reacting in the moment, and you're not doing the checks and balances that you would normally do when everything's calm and comfortable. And I think that's a product of the pandemic and what we've been going through.
How safe is Illinois State University from being hacked?
That's an interesting question. If you know, someone were to ask if we are secure, I would be hesitant to say yes, but I would assert that we're always working towards being secure. It's a continual effort type of thing. Now, over the past year alone, we've done a lot of projects to specifically address threats that a university or higher education in general faces. We are better now than we've ever been, just out of a sheer need to do it with the pandemic and everyone being away from campus and having less chance to educate them, but also because we see the attempts to compromise us. We experience it every so often that it's more than just phishing. It's someone that's trying to get into our environment, and that will be a constant battle. Now, there's one specific challenge we face as a university, and anyone in education will share this. We can't be too restrictive. We need to enable the core mission of the institution to teach and conduct research and communicate across the board, where we're limited in exactly what we can do.
That's Dan Taube from Illinois State University Information Security speaking with Eric Stock. Taube says consumers are generally lax about protecting their online data. He says you should not use the same password for multiple accounts, and he recommends using a password manager that can store passwords and generate secure ones. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm late in the day and a high of 75 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Luis Velasquez, Jim Meadows, and Eric Stock. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.